Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hey, health junkies. Today on The Health Fix, I am interviewing Dominic Thompson. He is not your stereotypical vegan athlete, but boy, is he enlightened and impressive. I have a lot of great info for you today on how he transformed his life to become vegan, but also on how if you're dabbling in thinking you want to be vegan, or maybe just wanting to try out the vegan world and see if it's maybe a fit for you and your body, as you know, I'm always wanting to support you in your mission to find what works for you and your body. So Dominic has a great program called Eat What Animals Eat, and you will hear all about it today on the podcast. So let's jump into it. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today, I'm interviewing Dominic Thompson, Chicago native, bodybuilder, vegan, animal lover, founder of two companies, which one of them we're going to talk in great detail today, who dances while singing to his food. So what's not to like about that? Welcome to The Health Fix, Dominic.
Hey, thank you for having me, Doctor. I really appreciate this opportunity to connect with you and also to your audience. So thanks again.
No problem. When I was pitched to have you on my podcast, I was psyched because being vegan is a big deal in the health world, but it's also a big conundrum for a lot of people. And I see that you have created a nutritional company to help solve the conundrums that come about with being vegan. So tell me a little bit about Eat What Elephants Eat.
Yeah, over the last, I want to say, 3 to 5 years, I travel all over the world educating people how you can thrive off a plant-based diet, speaking at universities to health conferences and vegan conferences. But no matter what, I'll be trying to people that are fascinated about the diet, but they just didn't know where to start. So here I was causing this disruption, but not with a true solution center. And that's when I decided to create a team. And we spent about a good solid year developing this amazing program where people can have access to over 3,000 plant-based meals specifically. So whether you have 5 minutes in the kitchen or you have 50 minutes in the kitchen, whether you're a college student on a budget or a working professional, stay-at-home mom or an athlete, it doesn't matter. We have a meal plan program for you directly where you're assigned a food coach. You get access to these meals. You can remove up to 700 ingredients, everything from gluten to soy to tomatoes, you name it. It's a really amazing program. It also shows you your macro and micronutrient information. We have RDs on staff. We also have a nutritional staff and an amazing, amazing team of food coaches that you have access to Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 via chat, email, or if you just want to pick up the phone. We truly get you to that next level just to eat better.
Wow, that's impressive. Because as a doc, I kind of try to help, you know, work people through becoming vegan. I myself have been in and out of being vegan throughout my life. And so I feel like I know a little bit, but boy, it's really getting people to start prepping their own food. And it seems like a lot of people don't even know how to cook. So you're kind of taking over and helping in that case.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know how to cook. And even those that do know how to cook, they just don't know what to start with their day. You know, everybody has different goals, whether they're trying to lean out or bulk up or just save animals and eat healthy. It really doesn't matter your reason and your why. We're just there to supply that support system. And it's truly an amazing program. You just sign up and you set your preferences. You can always update those preferences. It takes about 3 minutes to fill out our questionnaire. And then presto, you are presented with an amazing meal plan program for the entire week. And you can also search in the search bar to look at other specific meals. And we also teamed up with Amazon Fresh as well as Instacart, where those meals could be delivered directly to your door. It's truly one-of-a-kind type of program.
Wow. So are you available across the U.S.? Where, you know, where are you at?
Yeah, we're global. We're an online subscription service where we're specifically global. Obviously, our customers that are connected through Instacart and Amazon are strictly based on the local locality here in the U.S. But yeah, no matter where you're at in the world specifically, you have access to our team, and we provide this amazing program. I'm really excited about it too, because this is actually just phase one of the nutrition and food program. Phase two, which is actually launching next year, is our superfood line that includes protein, that includes everything that you use for smoothies, from raw cacao to hemp seeds and goji berries, golden berries, you name it. And then phase three is our juice and smoothie bars, launching towards the end of next year. And then followed by phase four, which is our restaurant and kitchen. So we're creating this amazing ecosystem that people can truly have access to.
Wow, that's impressive. It's like taking over the world. It's cool. I like it.
I wouldn't say taking over the world. Just try to make, our passion is really just to make plant-based eating not only accessible, but more importantly, affordable. Our program like this specifically with respect to meal planning, you probably already know this, could range a customer or a subscriber anywhere between $100 to $300 per month. If you sign up for the year with us, you get access to that for less than $9 a month. If you want to go month to month, it's only $14 a month. We really run that price point down just because we want everybody just to eat as healthy as they can.
Wow. Wow. That is definitely really affordable. So tell me about who created your recipes and things of that nature. Did you do that?
Yeah, I had a very, very instrumental part in that. I, as you know, as you mentioned at the beginning, I do like to dance in my kitchen and cook in my kitchen. So yes, a lot of unique recipes have been created by me. But also I co-develop a lot of stuff too with an amazing team, an amazing staff of nutritionists and food coaches and chefs that we created these unique recipes specifically trademarked by us and our co-companies. So yeah, it's pretty amazing experience.
That's cool, because I think for a lot of people, and guys in particular, you know, one of the big things I see you talking about a lot online is, you know, the masculinity aspect of being vegan, because, you know, there's dude food, right? And I'd like to get rid of the idea of like kid food and dude food, because really when it all breaks down, it's just food. But I think it's great that you've created some of the recipes, because I know that a lot of guys in my practice, and I see a lot of guys who are athletes, they're going, oh man, I'm not going to eat some goofy, you know, vegan diet that was created by some little skinny chick, you know, in California. That's stereotype, right? So tell us a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us a little bit about, in terms of like a typical recipe, or saying doesn't take too long to create, you know, for maybe someone who might be a little scared about trying to make their own food. Tell us how you guys help folks make their own food.
It's really amazing. Like people are on the go, working professionals on the go, whether you want something really simple and easy from a smoothie, we have tons of smoothie recipes, cater specifically to your preference. So if you're going to go run in the morning, you need something for a post-workout, or you are maybe a mail truck delivery driver and you just want to do some juicing and create smoothies or lunch snacks on the go to have in your truck and stuff like that. There's really a lot of different specific meals out there. Really simple, simplicity. It's based off of you, the user. So if you only have something as 5 minutes or 10 minutes in the kitchen, that's the only bandwidth you have to prep this meal, you would get a very easy to follow type of recipe, whether it be a black bean sandwich that you can create from, or tacos to scrambled tofu, or even something as quick and easy as a very savory type of vegan bowl that's topped with chickpeas and tempeh, avocados, and more. It's really endless. It's just very simple, but very informative, and also very fun to follow too, because you can use that as an opportunity, not as just a dude or a mom or whatever your lifestyle or whoever you are. you can use that as an opportunity to bring your family in and make that a learning experience for both you guys or you and your significant other. So it's really a good program to follow.
I like that you mentioned a learning experience for the family, because I think that food and nutrition really starts in your own kitchen with your whole entire family. And that is huge. I like that you're taking on the education piece, and especially the education piece that kind of leads us into, you know, why a lot of people choose to be vegan. Because, yeah, there's the wanting to be healthier, but it is a lot about the animals and what we can do in that department. So tell us a little bit about your history, because I've seen some things online in terms of a little rough growing up and possibly a little stint in prison to vegan activists. So tell us a little bit about that to kind of break some of these misconceptions about who might go, quote, vegan.
Yeah, I think it's pretty unique and cool that we finally have media outside of the vegan community to media inside that has a more emphasis on the vegan message that's highlighting vegans from all walks of life, all shapes and sizes and colors and ethnicity background. So with me specifically, I'm not just stereotypical vegan, obviously, that people historically associated as a vegan male. Historically, when you think of a vegan male, you thought of two types. It was both of them were white men. One was either typically a hippie that, you know, wants to go surfing and hold hands in the forest somewhere and say kumbaya or whatever. Let's unite the world. Or another one might have been a middle-aged white guy that was an ultra endurance athlete per se. And here was, I was like the opposite of that. And so 8 years ago, just to give you history, I got started in activism. A friend of mine suggested that he knew that I was doing a lot of advocating. I've been advocating for animals and eating plant-based pretty much 18 years now, 10 years vegetarian and 8 years vegan. And he said, you know, you should try out this new cool app that all the cool kids are on. I was like, what app is that? He's like, it's called Instagram. I was just like, Instagram. So I downloaded this app, and I seen all these creators taking selfies and all that stuff. And that's not really my thing. This is when I worked in corporate America before I went full-on entrepreneur. I was a healthcare executive at the time. But I used that. I looked at it as a way to communicate early on with captions and to show how I do thrive as a working professional and a weekend warrior that was doing marathons or triathlons and things of that nature. So I decided to create this account, and it organically just took off because I was a breath of fresh air to a vegan community that didn't have typically men to tag or show people, well, look at him, to their significant other or other men that would say, you can't be strong, buff, and vegan. And here I was putting up a lot of heavy weight, showing it, walking the walk, and also not shy about my rough upbringing and what so, because I was straight assertive with my message, talking about animal agriculture and why you should leave animals alone. And I was an African-American. I am an African-American man of color. So that was just like really a breath of fresh air to the community. And my account went from becoming, at that time, it became the largest vegan male account. And an early on influencer in the community that made veganism pretty cool and hip. And that just really stems from my passion, just me just being who I was, not being shy about my background, very transparent, the fact that I do come from humble beginnings in Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, former gang member, used to sell drugs, and that ended up putting me in prison. And it was there in prison that I pretty much turned my life around. I've never been arrested for anything, not even a speeding ticket up to that point, but I just so happened I got indicted on drug charges for selling drugs. And my first week, I decided to pretty much do a hard reset, and I denounced anything. I created this anything negative, and I created this mantra that if it requires harm, then nah, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And that it required me to remove meat out of my diet. And also I knew I was not going to go back into my community to sell poison and to be a part of the industry that was just bad for humans, and also support industries that was also bad for humans and non-human animals. specifically. And everything is went 180. That was 18 years ago, and I never looked back. Ended up getting out of the prison system, got into corporate America, excelled in that, and created my startups. Love corporate America, and here I am.
It's impressive. It's impressive. And your joy with eating and cooking and creating is so apparent in your videos. I instantly was hooked on your Instagram videos where you're singing and you got the food in your mouth and you're dancing. I mean, that's pure joy. And it's like shows how much you truly love what you're doing, but also the food you're creating. Like, if you're singing to it, that stuff must taste good.
It does really taste good. I really look forward to the day that you can try it out directly from me preparing it, not just from you following an amazing meal plan program on there. But to those of you that are listening, if you do want to look at those amazing recipes, kitchen should be being in the kitchen and meal prepping and cooking amazing recipes should be fun. I look at it as almost like a canvas. You just have that paintbrush. And you just organically go with the flow. You have very simple to follow instructions. Put on some cute music and just rock out. I love it. My little one loves it. I love it. We have a good time in the kitchen for sure.
So that's right. You have a fur daughter. And what's her name?
Yeah. Well, her real name is Soka. Her superhero name that a lot of people know her as, because she has her own Instagram account with close to 7,000 followers, where her engagement is higher than mine. And so her online persona and brand name is Scruff McFly. There almost like Marty McFly from Back to the Future, but it's Scruff McFly. And she's a little bit of an influencer for sure.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anytime I put my dogs, I have two golden retrievers. Anytime I put my dogs on anything social media wise, I instantly get a lot more interest than me. So I'm like,
I think the interest stems from her, though, not only because she's not like a puppy. I mean, she's very aesthetic in terms of very likable as a domestic animal specifically. But a lot of people are familiar with her background story, her being plant-based. She's been plant-based now herself for 8 years because she's 13 years old. She was born with an enlarged heart that was pressing down on her trachea. And that was causing a lot of difficulty for her to breathe. And at the time, her vet told me that she would only live until she was 6 years old. And I couldn't have that. That was around the time I was transitioning from vegetarian to vegan. And I just went down that rabbit hole and truly, truly studied the anatomy of dogs. And that's when I discovered dogs are true omnivores. They can eat either meat-based or they can eat plant-based. And most of the dog food formulas in the dog food industry is full of carcinogens. It's full of unnatural flavoring. It's full of dried up tumors and parasites and more that just are causing a lot of dogs to pretty much expire and not thrive at all. And I decided to switch her diet up. And that was 8 years, close to 9 years ago, and double her lifespan. She's 13 and thriving. So that's why I would say a lot of people are really fond of her specifically and her story, because she's just like me, thriving on a plant-based diet, and that's pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And for those of us that want our dogs to live forever, it's something that I'm thinking, well, Dominic, are you going to be creating recipes for dogs? Or like I've seen on Instagram, it looks like you create a lot of things for her that are very similar to what you're eating.
That's correct. She eats, she can eat up to maybe, I want to say 80% of what I eat on the plant-based diet. I cook for her every single day unless we're traveling. Then I'll meal prep it ahead of time because she travels with me a lot of times for work. And so other than that, I do make like a homemade formula. I saute some chickpeas with some kale and add some Japanese organic potatoes. But now there are so many amazing fortified vegan dog food formulas out there. So I mix her current formula with a brand called Wild Earth Foods. And it's a really amazing brand. It has more protein than your average meat protein based brands out there specifically. It's non-GMO in terms of the vegetables and the fruits. that they add into the specific recipe. But there are some also scientific formulas that they engineer that's pretty cool, that scientists really fortify for your little one specifically. So it's a really great brand, and I really like it.
Huh. Wild Earth Foods. I will note that, and we'll put a link to that in the podcast notes as well, in addition to the links to your websites and everything. But, that is intriguing. Now, you mentioned protein. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just going to say, though, but it's very interesting because when we first started off 8 years ago, vegan dog food formula wasn't around. And you have one or two brands started popping up. And now you have bigger brands out there, and more, even the meat-based brands are introducing vegetarian and plant-based formulas. So I'm trying to tell you, just like the industry is really exploding with respect to plant-based options for human beings, it's really exploding for plant-based options for your dogs out there. So it's just something worth checking into for sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. So let's talk a little bit about the plant-based options out there, because I think for a lot of people, one of the big things in terms of my athletes, but also my weekend warriors, is trying to figure out how do they get that right balance of protein to fat to carb. What did you do in your experiments along the way here to get the right amount to help you grow muscle? You know, what was your process? What'd you do?
Well, originally, if we go back to when I removed it out of my diet in prison, back then we didn't have the science or the data out there in terms of this is what you need to eat to be sustainable or to feel like you're thriving and more. We didn't have meal planning. We didn't have books. We didn't have documentaries. We didn't have medical professionals or scientists that was endorsing this type of diet. I'm an ethical vegan, and when I first removed the meat out of my diet close to 19 years ago, it was that first week in prison. And everything from there, I had no idea my body was going to transform. I was overweight when I went in there. I was about a little over 250 pounds. And hopefully we can provide your listeners with some before and after pictures so they can see like, wow. And I went down all the way to my lowest point, which was like 175. And I drastically lost weight within the first 3 months of my incarcerations in my specific sentence. I did about several years in prison. But it was in there. I was eating complex and simple carbs. And again, I did it for ethical reasons, but I had no idea my body was going to transform like this. And I was working out, and then out of a population of over 1,000 inmates, we will have what's called liftoff. I became one of the strongest, top 10 strongest guys in that system, where I was lifting from deadlifts to benching to squatting well over 400 pounds like it was nothing. Sometimes, depending on the compound movement, 500 pounds like it was nothing, like repping. And I couldn't make sense of it because, again, this is 18 years ago. You know, this is something unheard of. But I credit this to the carbs and the carbs specifically, the access to the fruits and the vegetables that I would get out the kitchen, because I worked in a prison kitchen specifically. Mm. And as I got out of that system, I finally had a chance to really go down and use the internet. We didn't have internet in those days. I don't know what's happening now in the prison systems, but back then we only had publications like Men's Health magazines and stuff like that. And those guys were not writing about plant-based diets back then.
No.
So it was interesting for me to see my own body be almost like a test dummy for myself, because I didn't know it was going to transform. Like, all I know is my recovery was amazing. I was working out 3 times a day. I was outlifting all the guys. Like I said, I was top 10%. I'm top 10 specifically in that system in the Minnesota prison that I served at. And it was just crazy intense to see this happen, this specific transformation. And so when I got out, I got a chance to really dive into it. And that's when I learned, biologically speaking, protein is in everything we consume. Even your most processed food and cereal has a percentage of protein. And I realized protein was also overrated. Right now, to this day, my protein intake, and I don't do macro counts for myself. I do have an idea. I think macro counting is more of a young man's game or someone that has a little bit more bandwidth. Me being a very busy entrepreneur, I just don't have the bandwidth to track, but I have an idea because I've been doing it for so long. I get anywhere between 50 to 100 grams of protein, but I'm still able to maintain a very strong physique. But also, I run a minimum of 5 miles per day. And so what science is showing now and what I discovered, it's not so much the protein intake, because you know probably as a doctor, it's only so much your body can break down and process in one sitting, because the rest of that protein is waste. It just pretty much, it's not being used by the body or the cells specifically. So that count, that's pretty much my count between 50 to 100% of my protein intake. And I thrive more off of whole plant-based foods. I've been doing it for 18 years now, and my body responds better to certain fruits and vegetables. So again, like I said earlier in the podcast, it's really a great learning experience, because you'll have some people that respond well to bundles of bananas and mangoes, or people that respond well to sauteed greens or leafy greens specifically. It depends on your lifestyle, how active you are, and what you're doing specifically. You got to find what works for you. It's over probably 20 different ways you can have a plant-based diet.
I love that you mentioned you got to find what works for you, because I think we have it just way too, I don't know, it's like this one size fits all. If you do this, like the keto diet, or you do this, and you see everyone's before and after Instagrams, you know, these people are giving you their exact plans of how they got to where they are. But it's like, wait a minute. There, we all respond differently to foods. Our bodies like certain things and our bodies don't like certain things. And I think that's cool that you mentioned that.
Absolutely. I mean, we all in this crazy thing called life, but there is so many, the body, the human body is so complex, and a lot of bodies are responding to different things that other bodies don't. So you definitely got to find that specific recipe and that diet that works for you. And that's what I like about our program. We work with everybody in all types of lifestyles and diets to really get you to that next level.
Now, with your program, I think for a lot of people, they might be thinking, okay, if I'm going to be vegan, do I have to like eat all day long to keep my nutrition up? I think everyone's convinced that we have to eat all the time. I don't know what that's about. It's a little bit of the crazy thing we call life. But do you factor in with your nutrition plans snacks? And if so, what kind of, you know, frequency are you putting out there in terms of the average individual as they figure themselves out?
Yeah, so exactly. Average individual may be very different than someone that's very active like me specifically. I on average do about 10 to 12 endurance races per year. I'm always on the go. I'm always biking, running, swimming, lifting. So for me to sustain a very active lifestyle, I do eat frequently smaller meals specifically throughout the day. My body's craving it specifically. If I'm traveling, I might not be as active as I am when I'm at home specifically. I'm always active every single day. But let's say if I travel to California and that's a 5-hour flight from here to Atlanta, I might only get a workout in at once that specific day. But you got to really respond to what your body is craving, whether you're an average person or a very active person. If you're an average person, if you're not hungry, I wouldn't recommend eating. I mean, unless you haven't eaten all day, I mean, you really need to feed. Your body's going to tell you. Your body's very intelligent. It's going to tell you if you're hungry specifically. But if you're trying to look a certain way aesthetically, this is science. It's calories in, calories out. And you also have to do strength training if you're trying to look a certain way. It's not going to happen by you just eating an apple a day or drinking 3 protein shakes a day. You have to be very responsive and active and customize that to hit that specific goal. And I think a lot of people miss that beat on that.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we're just not wanting to tune into ourselves. I feel like a lot of people just want that, like, give me the plan, I'll follow it, kind of no-brainer business.
Yeah, shortcuts. People do want to do a quick shortcut, or they'll look at Jane Doe or John Doe online and feel like they can aspire to be that. But there's limitations. You got different body types out there. You got different genetics too. You have your body can only peak at certain weights, but you can certainly create an amazing physique, an amazing body, and an amazing healthy lifestyle. But you got to understand your own limitations. And you also got to be realistic to understand that just because someone aesthetically looks appealing don't mean that they're internally healthy as far as cardiovascular health. Because I see it all the time. You see a bunch of gym rats and gym girls and guys posting very impressive physiques. But, you know, there's an industry that's within that fitness and wellness area. Some of those people are taking shortcuts. You got to consider the fact, are they taking enhancements, steroids, or heavy supplements? Because most of them can go out here to sustain a 1 to 5 mile run without falling over or being shortness of breath. I personally feel like your measure of health is truly based on your cardiovascular health, not on your strength. And I think that's a conversation a lot of people are not ready to have specifically.
No, I absolutely agree with you because, yeah, cardiovascular strength is huge. Shoot, when I was running and doing a little bit more of cardio instead of just doing Olympic lifting, boy, I, you know, felt better and I definitely could run away from, you know, if someone was chasing me much better. But boy, when I started diving into the Olympic lifting real hard and wasn't doing the cardio, it was embarrassing.
it's a different beast for sure. And I think strength training, I mean, look, it's in my DNA. I've been strength training since I was in fifth grade and close to a little bit over 30 years. And it's very important to maintain that. You know, you definitely need strength training, but it's just as critical, if not more important to me, to have some type of cardiovascular training program specifically. It's just better for mental health and clarity. It's better for the body. And your body would truly thrive, especially if you have the right nutritional program in place. You're going to want to go run because your body's going to be bouncing off the walls. You're going to have this ball of energy. I don't go to the gym 2 to 3 times a day because I'm trying to look a certain way aesthetically in some Speedos on stage. That's not my thing. I don't compete on stage. I don't do stuff like that. I'm a multi-sport athlete. I do it because I just have the energy, and that energy comes from my plant-based diet. I can't express that enough.
Oh, absolutely. So, hey, tell us a little bit about this watermelon juice that you use for a pre-workout or during workouts. Because I think it's a unique concept because a lot of people are thinking about all these crazy pre-workouts that have caffeine in it and, you know, all kinds of supplements that I don't even know what they're doing to your body. Tell us about the watermelon thing.
Yeah, well, watermelon, you know, watermelon has so many amazing benefits specifically that truly has the body thriving in a lot of specific ways that I don't think a lot of people understand. One whole watermelon, most people don't even know, is anywhere between 15 to 30 grams of protein, give or take. And the most highest concentration of protein comes from watermelon seeds. That's why you have a lot of new snacks and products out there that are actually using sprouted watermelons as a form of protein, just to snack on specifically. But watermelon, you know, it's delicious, it's sweet, it has your bees in it. It's 92% water specifically, so you're getting your water intake. It's just truly amazing super fruit that I would consider like just a really product or fruit that's affordable, and you should try to incorporating your nutrition and your training. I use it to mix with beets, and beets have studies show that beets, you get a lot of different energy. You are able to enhance your oxygen level with respect to transporting oxygen through your bloodstream between the beets and the watermelon. It's really like it's this sugar high, natural sugar high specifically, way better than caffeine. Caffeine, it's a stimulant, but you're going to crash a bit, especially if you're mixing caffeine. Now, I do know there are studies that show that if you drink all black caffeine, it can serve more so as a fat burner. But I'd rather go the cold press route where I'm not destroying the enzymes and the nutrients specifically in the watermelon. But it keeps you hydrated. I do, like I said, a lot of cardiovascular. It has a lot of key nutrients, vitamin C to vitamin A, potassium, tons of the B's. It also has this unique combination of amino acids that also helps with recovery. Studies been linked to show that it prevents cancer and also improves the heart health. And I've been juicing and blending watermelon for the longest. And when I tell you, it really helps me thrive when it comes to competing in races. It has, specifically. It makes you feel full. And it's also really good hydration for your skin, too. So, I mean, I can go on and on about the benefits of watermelon. You guys, use Google to search it. It's just really, truly amazing.
I'm impressed. It's one of those things that, you know, I have a lot of endurance athletes. I have some ultra marathoners in my practice. And a lot of the times they struggle to try to find something that gets along with their gut while they're participating in these events, but also something that's not too sweet or fake, like the goos and things of that nature. Do you use a little bit of watermelon and beet during races?
I do. I mix watermelon because of the it helps with the muscle soreness. It's what's called I can never pronounce it, citrulline. It's an amino that really helps reduce muscle soreness specifically. They actually are making that now in heavy bulks of supplements. But you add a combination of that if you juice your watermelon and mix it with salt pills or any type of salt supplement, it's truly going to help those endurance athletes get to those next stations or get to those different markers and get past basically the finish line. The goons are full of sugars, full of fructose. That's pretty much processed. Nothing natural about it. It's just junk. You know, it really is junk. So there's a lot of other ways to keep your sugar levels high and keep you more alert and focused without feeling dizzy or fatigued. You can spike that up through bananas, dates, juice watermelon, or you can even mix the watermelon in the form of a protein smoothie if you want to add something like a plant-based smoothie that may be fortified with glutamine and more. It's just a lot of better ways that you can truly recover and bounce back from soreness and muscle fatigue as an endurance athlete instead of relying on that shitty. Sorry, I don't know if I can cuss on your podcast.
You can. It's all good.
Okay. Instead of relying on that shitty A station that has the goods and the Coca-Cola and more. It's definitely it's not the best form of nutrition when you're training. So they give you guys those race kits for a reason with respect to your bike, cycling uniform and your triathlon uniform. There's pockets in there. Stuff it with your homemade nutrition that gets you to that next level.
Absolutely. I love that you mentioned those race kits because my husband used to professionally race mountain bikes, and boy, I would create him all kinds of crazy crap where his friends are drinking their sodas and their Starbucks shots and all that, and they're like, this guy's got like a freaking stash. But you know what? They were all asking him by the end, like, hey, what do you got? Hey, I want to try that. So
yeah, for sure. You got it. At home nutrition is always going to be king over some of those products that are just sitting on the shelf store, and it's not really whole plant-based or even whole food-based specifically, and the body just does not respond well under that high stress of high stress during those endurance races.
Oh, absolutely. So that being said, now the future for you is getting involved with a superfood line that you're creating. And I think this is a great segue into that. Tell us a little bit about what's on the horizon for you.
Yeah, so we're continuing. The beautiful thing, we launched Eat Well, Live Healthy this year, January 1st. We already have over 1,000 subscribers and climbing. We're counting and we're growing every day. We're moving into phase two next year, which will launch our superfood line. We have a very unique protein that we're developing. I don't want to give away where the type of protein is being created for it specifically, but I could tell you it's not your traditional soy. It's not your traditional pea protein. It's not your traditional hemp. It's a different combination coming from some sprouted seeds. And I'm really excited about it. That's going to be available along with the other superfood packages and products from your raw cacao. Who doesn't like raw cacao to go into a nice peanut butter smoothie specifically, or maca powder that helps with energy and more. It's really good for a pre-strength workout to add to your smoothies, a good supplement for that. So we're going into that line of products because we're a company of integrity. A lot of these other companies are not as regulated, and they just lack integrity and sourcing or where they're getting these products from. Because I got to tell you guys, whether you're buying a meat-based protein powder or animal-based protein powder, such as whey, or even a plant-based protein powder, you should question where the sourcing is coming from. Because a lot of these companies do source it from parts of the world where the soil, even if it's labeled organic, is toxic and full of metals and other harmful things that the body may not respond favorably for. And that's why I wanted to present a product to our customer base, our growing customer base, that's full of integrity and created by a founder that believes in supporting and presenting a product that would truly help them thrive to the next level without compromising the overall integrity and the quality of the product. And so that's what's happening on the horizon with eWellFNC. Phase 3 is the juice and smoothie bars. We're in the process of trying to acquire some smaller pieces of land here in the city of Atlanta proper, where we're creating this urban garden, these different urban gardens, where we're going to truly source our crops from the farm to the table in terms of producing juice and smoothies as the final product. And we're going to hire local people, give them second chances and opportunities, and teach them a new skill set at Trouble Risk Youth, people that come from similar backgrounds as me, and really try to empower the community, low-income community specifically, and give them a chance and teach them what we know about plant-based eating. So that's on the horizon. I'm really excited about that. Be on the lookout for that.
Oh my goodness, that sounds wonderful. Now, I want to ask you a little bit about the protein powder stuff at this moment. You know, I'm going to be looking forward to hearing about your sprouted seed line, because I actually can't even tolerate pea protein anymore, because I basically put myself on repeat of pea protein, to the point where I created myself a little bit of sensitivity to it. And then finding sources, of course, were difficult. What protein powder do you use right now, if you feel comfortable telling us? Like, what's your go-to in terms of what you're rotating into your diet, or what you're even recommending for folks in the Eat What Elephants Eat program?
Yeah, honestly, I don't use salads. I haven't.
Uh-huh.
And people are shocked. They don't realize that I don't. Now, for added protein, I will add, like, hemp seeds. I do a lot of hemp seeds. Mm-hmm. But far as powder and refined powders and processed powder, I don't use any of that stuff currently. Now, obviously, I'm going to be testing our product very soon on my own body, the way that responds to that specifically. Do I have a history of using or having protein powder in my diet? Absolutely, absolutely. I done tried out all types of brands. And there are some cool brands out there that I tell people that it's okay to use, but just understand what you are buying, because that quality of protein, again, your body may not respond well to that. There may be an allergen in there that you just can't process. Like you just said, pea protein, your body does not respond well to. And that's why I always recommend, first and foremost, for people to go the whole plant-based route. Because you can make a really amazing protein shake without the powder. You know, you can add other stuff, whether it be a plant-based milk, or you can use, like I do, mineral water. I put mineral water, and I put bananas in there. I add strawberries. I do put raw cacao in there, some maca powder, add some hemp seeds. And if I'm feeling like I want to make it more of a fatty type of smoothie, I add some unsweetened peanut butter or unsweetened almond butter to it. And it tastes just as, if not better, is something that was in the powder form. But not to demonize powder. I think powder has its place to help people transition and also people on a go and athletes that just want a quick fix specifically. And there are some good brands out there. Just be careful. Some do have added sweeteners and more. That's up for you to research. I don't want to even make any recommendations at this point.
No worries. That's totally fine. That's great to just hear that you're not using the powders. And that's one of the things that I worry about with a lot of my patients is relying too much on the protein powders, whether they're using the meat-based ones or whether they're using a vegan-based one. It's just all of the other crap that they put in it. And then, like you said, where it's being grown, because I definitely believe that it's not peas that made me sick. It's what's in there. more than anything.
Yeah. And I get it too. Pea protein is one of the most sought out plant-based proteins because the body absorbs it quicker. And which the quicker your body absorbs it, the better your recovery can begin. But hemp seeds does just as well too. To me, I think right now in the market that's readily available at a high yield and very affordable is hemp seeds. I tell people that all the time. That I would say, you can buy Whole Foods or generic brand of hemp seeds. Please do make sure it's organic though too, because you're digesting that. You don't want to be digesting pesticides. But hemp seed is definitely one of the best additional protein supplements you can add to an existing smoothie that already has protein in it. Strawberries have protein. Bananas have protein in it. Again, biologically, everything has protein, plant-based protein, just not protein sourced from an animal. And you got to understand, think about where those farm animals get their protein from. They get it from plants. So cut out the middleman, and then you'll see how different your body responds to that.
Love it. Dominic, you are a wealth of information. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today.
No, thank you for having me on here. I really, really appreciate it.
Now, before you go, I always ask every single one of my folks out there to give one little tidbit that everyone that listens to this podcast can take away. So say someone is dabbling in their head, you know, kind of going back and forth. Should I try being vegan? Should I, you know, should I maybe just make the leap? Should I jump to vegetarianism? What do I do? If someone has in their mind that they're wanting to go vegan, what is the number one thing they should think about first? What, you know, what can you do to help them?
Yeah, I would say one, you have to understand that it may not be an overnight success. You know, you got to understand the reason and the why. Like, are you going it for animals? Are you doing it for the environment? Are you doing it for your health? Hopefully it's a combination of all three. Your health is important. You know, you want to be around for your family, be around for yourself. You want to thrive in that environment. The environment, what we do to the environment is important as well. You know, products you buy definitely have an impact on ecosystems across the world. And then third, which should be first in my opinion, is the ethics part. You know, animals like you have a central nervous system. They have eyes, they have a soul, they have energy behind them. And we are creating these animals with respect to breeding and manipulation and more, it's just really sad. We're destroying over 50 billion farm animals per year. And that's so taxing on the environment. And nobody wins in that. You know, no one's winning in that type of equation. It's not good for the body. So I would say, look at the reasons why you are doing it. And then stick with that reason and that foundation and find an amazing program that you can follow if you don't know how, or buy a book. There's plenty of wealth and information online. You don't have to rely just on us. You know, you can go to eatwellelephantseed.com and get started, or you can go to other websites and reach out and consult with other people, physicians that are plant-based that can get you to that next level. And just do it. It's just like anything else that you're going to start. There's going to be a learning curve. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be distractions. There's going to be frustrations. And that's just because we've all been conditioned to live a certain way, especially if you're an adult already that's been doing it for so many years. But I promise you, once you make that step and that leap, you're going to feel so amazing within your first week if you truly, truly stick with it and go more the whole plant-based route. I promise you that.
I couldn't have said it any better. Thank you so much, Dominic. I appreciate your insight. Hey, everybody, you can find more information on eatwhatelephantseat.com. It'll be on my podcast notes at thehealthfixpodcast.com. And I'll also have a little bit more tidbits on Dominic there and how to find him on Instagram so you can see him singing and dancing with his food. Thanks again, Dominic.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that was a cool podcast. You guys have to go check out eatwhatelephantseat.com. It takes the guessing out of going vegan, and actually, I think it can help anyone who's just trying to eat a little bit more plant-based. They think of everything on this website. It's impressive. They even have health coaches, as we mentioned, and you have full access to them once you become a member of their site. So it works like this. You fill out a survey. You put in your food sensitivity preferences. You put in terms of what you have in your kitchen so you're not getting these recipes that you can't cook because you don't have the tools in your kitchen. You actually even put the amount of time you have to prep meals. How awesome is that? Then once you put all that in, you get a menu brought up to you. Or not really a menu. It's like a list of offerings per day, and you can choose what you want. And so ideally, you click on the foods that you want to add to your menu for that week, and you can put them all through to a grocery cart, and it syncs directly with Amazon Fresh and Instacart. You even have options to create and save different menus so you can repeat them if you like one in particular. That's really, really cool. I'm trying it out, and I highly recommend it as it's easy to use. The recipes are easy, and they look tasty. I haven't officially ate anything yet or made anything yet, but I definitely think that this program is pretty neat and you guys should check it out. So if you want more information, head on over to my podcast notes at thehealthfixpodcast.com or just look up eatwhatelephantseat.com.
Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausend.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.